Tajikistan President Omomali Rahmon wants to be his nation's builder-in-chief. In September, he inaugurated the world's tallest flagpole. Now, he wants to start construction on something a lot bigger.
Tajikistan is building the tallest dam in the world, called Rogun. This hydroelectric dam could turn this impoverished nation into an energy exporter, sending electricity throughout Central Asia, down to Afghanistan, and on to Pakistan.
Muhyiddin Kabiri leads Tajikistan's opposition Islamic Revival Party. He says that after the government sold $200 million worth of dam construction bonds to people in this poor country, dam building has to start next year.
In our opinion, the government doesn't have a choice. The project has to be built. Otherwise, the government will lose face, the trust of its people, which already is not very great. So it has to be built.
Water is the lifeblood of Central Asia, where the population has doubled since the Soviet Union collapsed 20 years ago. These Tajik cotton pickers will be guaranteed irrigation water, but downstream, Uzbekistan fears for its crops. It wants to stop the dam. Isadman Salomov, a journalist here, dismisses worries about water wars.
There are rumors and myths that it threatens the security of our neighbors because it blocks water from going to the Aral Sea and will cause ecological damage, but these are just tales. Specialists understand this. The economic problem is that if Rogun is built, then Uzbekistan won't be able to sell millions of dollars worth of electricity to Tajikistan.
Last April, after yet another winter of electricity rationing, Zafar Abdullayev used Facebook to organize a protest against Tajikistan's state power company.
The project is necessary, and I think everyone ought to understand that the problems that neighboring countries have with it, most notably ecology, security, and many other issues, are overblown.
Rogun was first designed 35 years ago in the Soviet era. With Tajikistan now entering another winter of power rationing, Tajiks say the time has come to stop studying and to start building. James Brook, VOA News, Rogun, Tajikistan.